You are listening to Evangelist Dixon Adelusi, and you can reach out to him via his website address at www.dixonadelusi.com, and I'll give you the spelling: www.dixonadelusi.com. DixonAdelusi.com. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As many who can hear me, let us talk about something that I've called Where People Go When They Die. Where people go when they die. Shall we pray? Dear Father in heaven, the creator of all things, the one who has been before anything else, I praise you this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for life. Thank you for all in all. Accept this thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. This day, this hour, this time, bless as many who can hear this teaching in the name of Jesus Christ. This teaching shall save your soul in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Like I've said, I talked to you about where people go when they die. It is easier to teach spiritual things to Africans, especially West Africans, because they grow up with spiritual realities around them. For example, in Ondo State, Nigeria, there's a place popularly called Oka Eleda in Oka Akoko, and that place is a spiritual shrine to invoke the soul of a dead person for a conversation. And shrines like these are patronized when the relatives of the deceased want to ask the one who just passed on to the spirit world about the cause of their death. So if the soul says the death is natural, the relatives may back out and would not revenge. But if the deceased says that he was murdered, then there shall be other steps to be taken for a revenge. And the other steps involve certain rituals that shall be performed on the graveyard of that person, so that the soul can drag all those involved in the murder into their early graves, so that they too can die untimely. And these spiritual sciences, voodoo, charms, sacrifices, rituals in African religion, yes, I call them spiritual sciences because these people are very good. They know how to bring leaves and herbs and shrubs and make incantations and create reality and make things to happen. So I call it sciences. They are good in these sciences and technology, but in spiritual terms, they are so real and very common in Africa. And while the Western people pride themselves on physical science and technology, the science and technology that is profound in many African countries are spiritual versions. So it is now very easy to teach spiritual things to Africans because they can easily connect. They are surrounded by these activities every day, and there are many rituals going on in Africa every time. And there is one place called Ile-Ife in Osun State in Nigeria, which is an ancient kingdom that still exists till today, which perform sacrificial ritual almost every day, all year round. And there are charms all over Africa. There are voodoo practices of different kinds and functions, like there's one process, what can I call it, I can liken it to a subject in physics. In Yoruba language, it is called kanoko. And what happens in kanoko, it is used for swift travel by mysteriously walking a 100-kilometer distance as though it is just 5 or 10 kilometers. So there is a spiritual science for that. Swift travel by mysterious power. And there's another one. It's a charm. It is called magun, which is casted on an adulterous woman so that any man who is not her husband but sleeps with her shall somersault and die. This is not a super story, and this is not a fable, and this is not a myth. This is for real. I am telling you, I am here. I grew up knowing and seeing these things. This is for real. So forget it. Don't let your culture tell you otherwise. I am here for stand. I'm telling you what is really happening here. So in the Western world, they can tell you that that's one of the fables. No, it's not fables. If you call it African magic, well, I tell you, it is real. It is happening here. And there's another one called Egbe, which makes a man disappear from a spot of accident or when he is under threat of great and imminent evil. You just find out that he or she has disappeared. And how does this work? This is a teleporting. It teleports the person to another place entirely away from that evil. And this means that a person disappears in Los Angeles and appears in New York. And this is not soul travel, not soul travel at all, but the entire physical body and the entire consciousness is being teleported. And though teleporting may be in tech research, but it is already existing in spiritual art and in spiritual practice for a very long time, even among the Yoruba people in Africa. So there's also a soul travel experience, and soul travel is different from physical and conscious teleporting. So there's soul travel experience which is done spiritually, which was said to, of course, is a spiritual heart, and these I have heard that this is also possible in the Eastern world, I mean in Asia countries, and it's said to be popular a bit in India, soul traveling, but it may be referred to in another name over there, and of course with slightly different explanation. And no Western science can explain these so many African spiritual sciences and spiritual technologies. And the subject is called is metaphysics, which remains a dumb field of study because it is trying to explain, it is not able to explain or demonstrate those things. It's just cooking up story. Tell me the metaphysical component of Egbe, of Magun, of, you know, all these things that we have known for a long time. So they are best referred to as spiritual hearts, and they are very popular in Africa by those people, even in the West Africa. Even people that you categorize as illiterate and uncivilized, they have these practices, they have this knowledge. Well, my point so far is that we do not need to talk all day to an African, homebred African, about the reality of spiritual world, because they are already surrounded by cloud of evidences. They know these things are for real. And for me to teach the domain of the dead to Africans, they can easily grasp the spiritual teachings and believe them than the novice of this world. Those who are too physical, having no spiritual knowledge whatsoever. And I even heard some people talking about spirituality these days. This age is talking about spirituality to be when you are doing good things, you are spiritual. I mean, some people just write different kind of things on the blog and they rubbish people's minds. I mean, spiritual art, spiritual practices is not when you are doing the good things. I mean, these are for real. These are for real. There are shrines, there are rituals, there are things that have been done. And not just putting spirituality into character. Well, that's not my point anyways. For Africans, this is easy. But, of course, I know that the Western world tries to protect their children from this spiritual knowledge, spiritual practices and arts by referring to them as superstitions and myths. There's also a seeming deliberate positioning to discourage their people in the Western world from believing or showing interest to further research about spiritual arts. The Western world seem to be the most spiritually dead people in the world. They are so spiritually dead that even the great spirit, which is the God in heaven, looks to them like an idea or translates to mean good and moral things to a very large number of them, while Satan is figurative and it represents an idea or practices of things that are not good, things that are evil. Oh my God. They don't know or believe that God, Satan, angels, demons are not figurative, but they are actual persons with life, with motives, with will, with power. And only the first death, that is when you die away from this world, that is the only thing that would open the eyes of many of them to the reality of spirit, of the spirit world, because the place of the spirit is where every human shall enter after this first death. And these are the places I want to talk to you about, places where people go when they die. And the topic is where people go when they die. That place where people go, and once they die, immediately they can see the spirit. Many cultures, and well, I'm talking about people in the world who have deep and well-grounded culture and not the hip-hop kind of life. So many cultures believe that the dead enters the place of the spirit, but the Holy Bible reveals that there are three places the dead are trapped until the day of judgment. And without wasting your time, I wouldn't like to waste your time at all, let me list them. The number one place where people go when they die is hell. It is also called Hades. It is also called Sheol. These three names is referring to just one place: hell, Hades, Sheol. This place, the location of hell or Hades or Sheol, is under the earth, under this our living world. That's the location. Number two, where people are trapped when they die is in the waters, and of course I mean in the seas when they die, the sea, the waters. And number three, the third place where people go when they die is under the altar of God. These are the three domains, and I'll tell you what takes each person to one of these places, because you cannot be in the three places at the same time, you have to be in one, and I'll tell you how people get to one of these three. And please, when you search the Holy Bible and find out more places where the dead are trapped, kindly share the information with me via my website address, of course, dixon@delucy.com. Just share the information with me if you find, because I've searched the scriptures, I found only three places where people shall go when they die to await the day of judgment. So let me talk to you about the first two domains of the dead, which are number one, the hell, which are also called the Hades and Sheol. So that's number one. And the second one, the seas, that's the waters. Now the hell could also be referred to as Hades or Sheol, and I will keep it straight, that those who died in the waters, their soul is trapped in the sea until the day of judgment, and those who died on the land enters Sheol, Hades or hell. And there is a reason they enter different worlds of the spirit after their death, especially based on where they died, because this spirit world are different places. The hell is different from the seas. Now the earth and the waters are different spiritual domains. The earth is a spiritual domain, the water is also a spiritual domain, and they are different. And the spirits of both worlds need souls, not even one, to serve them upon their first death. So earth won't release soul to the sea, neither shall the sea, or will the sea release soul to the earth until the day of judgment, when they shall both give up the souls they are holding firmly to. Just read and see how the souls are released on the judgment day in Revelation chapter 20 verse 13. You will see there, point blank, Revelation 20:13. You will see that the seas and the earth, both of them shall release all the souls that they are holding. And I mean it. Once people die, they go into another world of inconvenient service for the spirit. These spirits that rule in hell or in the seas are fallen angels. So they go into compulsory service for them. And this is why it was written in Revelation 14:13 that, let me read it, Revelation 14:13. Then I heard a voice in heaven say, write this: blessed are the dead who die in the Lord Jesus, born again, who stood till the end of their lives. From now on, yes, the Supreme Spirit says, from now on they shall rest from their labor, for their deeds shall follow them. Hear me, this order, or you want to call it a command or a statement from God, implies that there is an abuse of souls by the fallen spirit in hell and in the seas before the time that Jesus went into the world of the dead for that 3 days before his resurrection. Yes, because Jesus Christ was in the domain of the dead 3 days, preaching to those who had died before he came to our world And those who want to give their life to Jesus Christ will do so, because it is for only one time that salvation shall enter into the domains of the dead. And after that, no more salvation after death. Salvation went into the world of the dead because they had already lived before the time of Jesus Christ. So the spirit worlds are using the dead in a restless way. And God now said, henceforth, some sets of people shall be exempted from that hard labor, from that hard work and abuse once they die. And these ones shall rest. Please find my message, which I titled, Something is Happening in Hell. You're going to get a more understanding. You're going to gain more knowledge about why the spirit, the fallen angels, are using the souls in hell. What is actually going on in hell? You'll find out more, you'll gain more knowledge, more insight from that message. Just look for that message. Something is happening in hell. Listen to it and understand more about what is happening there. I told you that I once had the grace to see the underworld through the spirit realm. It's by grace. It's by grace. I have once in my lifetime seen the world underground. That is hell, because under the living ground, under the living world is hell, which is different from the seas, where people go when they die. That's what I'm talking about. And like I said earlier, that the sea spirit cannot give hell spirit the soul they got. And I said it is more because they are different domains with different governments under Satan. Yes, the seas and under the earth are different spiritual worlds. Under the earth is also what I refer to as the hell. Under the earth, hell, Sheol, Hades. This is just one place. And I don't know how to teach the four major worlds to you than to just mention them according to the spiritual belief in my culture. And thank God there is a reference to hold on to in the Holy Bible, as found in Revelation chapter 5 verse 13. And I can only mention the four words to you, because I don't have the power to show these words to you. I don't have the address for you to go and see them, but I can mention them to you, and I can give you the few Bible verses. Like I've mentioned the book of Revelation chapter 20 to you earlier. How that's in Revelation chapter 20 verse 13, and also there's Revelation chapter 5 verse 13. See, there is another four worlds that I would like to show you. This is different from the domains that people go when they die, but I'm talking about four worlds where there are beings of reason. I don't know how to teach them to you than just to mention them to you, because this knowledge is present in my culture, and thank God there's a Holy Bible reference to hold on to, as found in Revelation chapter 5 verse 13. So let me mention them to you. It is there in my culture, in my cultural background, but the Holy Bible now is actually revealing that there are four worlds where there are beings of reason, where they live. So I don't have the power to show them to you, although I have seen two of the worlds. Yes, through the Spirit. I've seen two of the worlds through the Spirit. Number one world where we have beings of reason is heavens. Number two is earth, which is the land of the living, where you and I are living right now. Or maybe by the time you be listening to my message, I am no more in this world. Number three, under the earth, and this is the one I have seen, and it is not about you digging depth into the ground. You don't have to dig the hole. You don't even have to make borehole or whatever. You cannot see this world except you depart from this world or through the spirit telescope. Let me use that word, please. So you can only enter the world under the earth through God's allowance or spiritual acts of fallen angels. That is why you are still alive. When you are not yet dead, you can access this world if God allows you, if God wants you to, or if you use other spiritual acts of fallen angels, because it is possible in Africa for you to enter hell while you are still alive. Some people go to hell to get powers, different power for political power, to get wealth, or even some people who are supposed to be ministers of God go as far and as deep into the hell to bargain with the spirits of hell to gain power to use for the works of God. What an insanity. And number four, the fourth major world is in the seas. And this also has nothing to do with using submarine. If you like, you use the submarine that can go beyond the waters into the land under the waters. You get to the bottom of the sea, you can only enter the physical waters. You cannot get into the spiritual world in the sea. And there is a spiritual process to enter the world, real world, that is in the sea. A place where mermaids are for real, among several other marine spirits. It is there. So these are four worlds where we have beings of reason, and it's different from the world that I'm trying to show you that people shall enter when they die. Of course, the waters, that same world is where the dead soul shall go, and then under the earth, the dead soul shall go. But heaven is a place that nobody goes, according to John chapter 3 verse 13. So no one has ever been to heaven except Jesus Christ. Now, of these four worlds, I must emphasize that no one can get into heaven except the angels sent to earth by God on an assignment, and they can return to heaven because they have been sent for the sake of human, or any human, particular human or a group of humans. They can return to heaven. No demon can enter heaven again because they are already banished from heaven along with Lucifer the Satan. And all of the humans that die, none of them has ever entered heaven. Not Elijah, not Samuel, not David, not Abraham, not Muslims Muhammad, and not even your pastor or your imam. No human, no man or woman has ever entered heaven after their death. The soul of the dead humans are trapped in one of the four worlds of the dead, awaiting their judgment on God's judgment day. And I'm sorry to disappoint you that your probably dead pastor, good priest or imam are still trapped somewhere waiting to know their fate on the day of judgment. So it is scripturally wrong to say or sing for the dead that they have gone straight home to God because they lived a good life in your own eyes. I will ask you, where is home? Hear me, no human goes to heaven after their death. Evangelist Ryan Bonke is not even in heaven, and Islam's prophet Muhammad is not even in heaven. Among all flesh that ever came to human's world, only Jesus is in heaven, because he is not soul in flesh, he is spirit in flesh. And that's the eternal difference between Jesus and Muhammad and just anyone else. Jesus is not soul in flesh like everyone else. He is spirit in flesh. He lived in heaven before coming to earth, and he returned to heaven. Beside him, no one else has ever been to heaven. And that is why Jesus said, "Before Abraham, I am." Even before the world was formed, Jesus was already with God. Because if you remember that the world, which is Jesus, was with God since the beginning in John chapter 1 verse 2. And in John chapter 17 verse 5, Jesus was praying and talking to God to honor him with the glory they shared before all the worlds were created, including the heaven. That's in John 17 5. "Glorify me with the glory that I have with you before the foundations of the earth," before the formation of anything else, the two of them have been. And because Jesus was already formed by God before the foundation of heaven, yes, God formed Jesus, and now he used Jesus to form all other things. If you like, you hold on to your religion teachings, that's up to you. But I'm telling you the truth. God formed Jesus, he used Jesus to form every other thing. Before the formation of every other thing, it was only God and Jesus, just the two of them. And now find out in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15, and that is where creation started. Yes, that reference, Colossians 1:15, is the beginning of creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 is not actually the beginning of creation. So creation did not start in Genesis 1, as many people believe. So when God made a call for the creation of humans in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, Jesus was already there. He was there when Adam was formed. And I can make it clearer by saying Jesus was there when Eve was formed. Jesus was there when Virgin Mary, or do you call her Holy Mary, was formed. Jesus was there when Abraham was formed. Jesus was there when Muhammad of Islam was formed. Jesus was there when his forerunner John the Baptist was formed. Jesus was there when you and I were formed. And on the day of judgment, all of us shall see Jesus on God's right hand while judging everyone, including your prophets, your pastors, your imams. They shall stand before Jesus on the right hand of God. Acts of Apostles chapter 7 verse 5 says, but Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, looked up to heaven and saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And that is where Jesus is. He is not in hell. He is not in the seas. He is not under the altar or anywhere else. He is in heaven on the right hand of God. In a reference that I mentioned earlier, in John chapter 3 verse 13, Jesus from his own mouth, using his own mouth, he said, no one has ever been to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. And Jesus was referring to himself as that Son of Man who came down from heaven. More so, because only mankind can be visible on earth. That's the way this earth is. Only mankind can be visible. And Jesus said this after the likes of Elijah, Enoch, Moses, and others have been to this world and they left already. So which means that all these powerful prophets in the Old Testament, they are not even in heaven. Which means when they left, they did not go straight to heaven. In fact, heaven was not made for humans, but earth was made for humans. And in case you don't know, Adam and Eve were never in heaven. They were formed on earth from the dust of the earth, and they were placed in the Garden of Eden, and that Garden of Eden is also here on earth. So never at any time was mankind in heaven. And in Psalms 115 verse 16, it says, the heavens are the Almighty God's heavens, and the earth he has given to the children of men. So thinking that heaven is an abode for humans is wrong for you to think. No, it doesn't belong to humans. The earth belongs to humans, not heavens. It is like bringing a water species to live on land, or say a terrestrial habitat. No, it will not survive. You bring a fish out of water, it cannot live. It cannot. And that's more reason it was shown in Revelation chapter 21 verse 1 that new heaven and new earth shall come from God to replace this current one, because the humans still need this earth, which is our home world, to survive. And many people mistake it that good humans will go to heaven and the evil ones will go to hell. No, that's not true. That's not true. We shall all know our fate, but until after the day of judgment. After the judgment has been passed. And only few humans shall visit heaven, for God knows why. I don't know why these humans shall visit heaven. And the rest shall be here on earth. The rest of us shall be here on earth. Have you not read in Matthew chapter 5 verse 5 that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth? That is talking about the new earth to come. There are a lot we shall enjoy if we make it into the kingdom of God. That is the government of God in the new earth, which is also called the paradise. The perfection of beauty, an incredible place no one or group of brainstormers can ever be able to imagine. And the government in charge shall be God's government. And God has given the global government of that coming time in that new earth to Jesus, which shall last forever. And let me tell you this, it is a monarchy system of government. Yes, it is ruled by kings, and it is not a democracy. Hail the eternal King Jesus. God is Father and also our Father. He rules the heaven, and Jesus, his Son, he rules the earth. But before anyone shall cross into the new earth or paradise, each and every human ever born into this world shall first pass through the throne of judgment. And based on how they lived in this world, they can earn a pass or a visa into the new earth, or they could be thrown into the lake of fire along with Satan and demons, who are already condemned because their own judgment has already been pronounced. So all your prophets and your pastors and your religion founders and your imams and your presidents and your governors, and you and I, we shall all stand before God on the judgment day with Jesus on his right hand. And that is judgment day. Whereas I am talking to you here about where people go when they die, because judgment day has not come yet. So where shall we be after our first death? Before the judgment day. So after our first death, before the judgment day, where shall we be? An interim place. Like I have said earlier, there are three places. The Hades, that is under the earth. The Hades, hell or Sheol, that's number one. Number two, in the waters, and by that I mean in the seas. And number three, under the altar. The souls of those who died on or in the sea are trapped in the sea until the days of judgment. And this is as simple as it sounds. I don't want to waste your time. Those who died elsewhere than in the waters are gone into hell. That's, they died elsewhere, different from the waters. They go into hell, or you call it Hades, or you call it Sheol, which is another place. It's a place. So you should ask, where is hell? Not what is hell. Where? Because it's a place, an interim place where the soul shall go. But a difficult life is there because it is being ruled by demons. Except the voice protect you, that the voice in Revelation chapter 14, 13 protects you, that henceforth you should rest after death. If not so, you are going there to suffer hard labor in the hands of demons. Just find out my message. Something is happening in hell, and listen to that message. But the humans who already have the mark of exemption from the hard labor in hell or in the seas shall be indeed exempted and allowed to rest until the day of judgment, when everyone shall be resurrected to judgment. The first two abodes of the dead is revealed in Revelation chapter 20 verse 13. You can read that. Revelation 20, 13. It says, the sea gave up, the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. So Hades is the Bible is referring to as a place where people, that is holding people. So he's now giving up the people. You go out of me, go and take your judgment. Also, the sea gave up the souls it was holding, and it says, you know what, go and face your own judgment, every one of you as well. And each person was judged according to what they have done, and which is the third place where people go when they die after the first death. Because I've mentioned the first two to you, the third one is under the altar of God, and you can find that in Revelation chapter 6 verse 9 to 11. Let me read. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Verse 10, they called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? 11, then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed, just as they had been. So which means that more people will still be killed because of gospel, because of the name of Jesus, before the end of days, before the day of judgment. And these are both scriptures, Revelation 6, 9 to 11, shows us that the martyrs of Jesus Christ have a special place to dwell and rest until the day of judgment. So they are not going to be in that interim hell or in the seas. They shall be under the altar of God. And anyone killed for preaching the gospel, for defending or representing the kingdom of God in Jesus' name, shall have a special abode up in the sky, not in heaven, under the altar of God. So when a passionate Jesus disciple is killed physically, whether physically or using a spiritual means, witchcraft or whatever, to kill such person, that person shall neither be in hell or in the seas, but up in the sky under the altar of God. Nevertheless, such persons are not in heaven. Jesus said that no one has ever been to heaven. In fact, no mankind has ever been allowed except by seeing it in a vision, but not in true consciousness. Therefore, when an occult group finally kill a preacher through spiritual power, God might have allowed that should happen, not because God's power cannot protect him, but God allowed that to happen because such a messenger can have a special place to wait until the day of judgment. And because that place where you go is being ruled by fallen angels, the El, Sheol, Hades, or in the seas, is being ruled by fallen spirits, by demons, it is a difficult place. These angels are not nice, they are not kind, and you cannot appease them, you cannot make friends with them. Yes, it may look like a fluke to you, like an illusion to you when you are still alive. When you get into their abode, into hell or in the seas, you will know that they cannot be appeased. You know that they don't care about you. Hear me, these fallen angels are aware that God has already condemned them into eternal fire, and they hate just everything. In fact, they wish they could die, but God refused to let them die. Instead, that they should be punished in fire forever. Not that God cannot kill them. Do not fear the man who can kill the flesh, but not the soul. but fear God, who can kill even the flesh, the soul, and the spirit. So, which means God Himself can kill the fallen angels, but He purposely allowed them to live and to be punished forever in fire. So, that's a just punishment according to God's judgment. You can never be able to imagine how hollow, how wicked, how empty they feel, and the unlimited wickedness that roar in them. These are the spirits you will meet in hell, or Hades, or Sheol. They are the spirits you meet in the seas. Fallen angels rule these two worlds, the seas and under the earth, that is hell and seas. And thank God for commanding an exemption for the genuine disciples, that is the believers in Jesus Christ and His followers, in Revelation 14:13. And mind you, if you do not secure this mark of exemption from Jesus before you die from this world, you will be shocked that the demons who you fellowship with while you are still alive, they can turn against you so badly when you put away that body that keeps you alive in this world. Now, let me just mention this without further details. There is a fourth world of the dead, and this fourth world, this fourth one, has no basis in the Bible. Those who died, but of course, in my culture, in my culture, the Yoruba culture, you find something like this there. Those who died before their appointed time on earth can remain in this interim place until their time is ripe to pass into either hell or spiritual marine world. And we can call this fourth place the passage. That's the fourth world where people go when they die, the passage, and they are in past, in the souls are in the passage because their time to die is not yet. So when they die untimely, they cannot enter straight into hell or straight into the seas. They have to wait in the passage. I just want to keep the name as the passage because it can help you to differentiate it from the other worlds of the dead. Those who died for the gospel cannot be held by this passage, even if the appointed time in this living world is not yet completed. Why? Because the angels come for them immediately and they take their soul away up into the sky under the altar of God. But those who are going to hell or in the seas until the day of judgment, but who have who died before their time, will still be in the passage. They cannot go straight into hell yet. And people who possess mysterious spiritual powers that are not from God, but through their relationship with demons, have learned a way to return to the world of the living as wraiths, and the Yoruba word for wraiths is akudiaya, w-r-a-i-t-h. And wraiths are for real, but these ones can never enter the kingdom of God because before their first death, they did not join God's side through Jesus Christ. In fact, a wraith cannot become a born again, cannot give their life to Jesus Christ. No baptism can work. It's finished. A wraith, through some spiritual power, they are brought back to the world of the living because their time was not yet up. So from the passage, you can still bring people back through certain spiritual arts. That is from the passage, not from hell, not from the seas. From the passage, you can still bring people back through some spiritual art, and this has to do with the consent of this of such people before they die. But these ones, they are done for it. No more salvation for them. All those on God's side cannot return to this world again as wraiths. No one whose name is the Book of Life under the laws of God can return to this world as wraiths. When they die, they go to rest. No one. And any of or other way, because it is laid down for us as Christians to die but once, and after this is judgment. Not just the Christian, it's just a standard that God has given to mankind to die but once, after that judgment. And that's in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. So if you return through certain at when your time, that time, your time was not yet, that's why you were in the passage and you could come back. When your time, that actual time is completed, you will depart from this world and go straight to hell or the seas to wait for judgment day. And no one can return to this world as wraith once the time allocated to them to spend in the living world has been completed. You cannot cheat that. No one can even add an extra hour
to their allocated time to spend alive. And when each person's appointed time has been completed, whether as original humans or as wraith, then it is straight to one of the three major worlds of the dead, depending on where they died or what they died for. And according to this teaching, do you remember the worlds of the dead? Number one, under God's altar, Revelation chapter 6, from verse 9 to 11. Number two, under the earth, which is also hell, which is also Sheol, which is also Hades. You find that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 13. Number three, in the seas. You find that as well in Revelation chapter 20, verse 13. And also number four, the passage. This has no basis in the Holy Bible. However, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 was written to address a belief system or spiritual practices at that time in human history. So that probably because people should not fall for the spiritual process to make them return to this world after the first death, because they would be worst off. So my question, I just want to close the message right now. My question is, where do you want to be after your first death? In the seas, under the earth, hell, Sheol or Hades, or do you want to be under the altar? Under the altar is possible only if you are killed physically or through spiritual powers because of preaching the gospel or supporting the preaching of the gospel. Otherwise, you will be in the seas or in hell. And that does not mean that you will be punished until the day of judgment, because if you qualify for God's exemption order or command, you shall rest after the first death, according to Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Do you get it? And if you find yourself in hell or in the seas after your death, it does not mean that you are condemned. No, the judgment day has not yet come. Do you get it? So if you are even exempted from the hard labor in hell, congratulations, you may make it through. Your name may already be in the book of life. So just rest. Just rest. And let me pray with you. But before then, if you are not yet a disciple or believer of Jesus, the Savior of humans, if you are not yet a born again, please get a Holy Bible or download the mobile application or use search engine to find and open the book of John chapter 3. Read it from verse 1 to verse 19. Read it for at least 10 times. Just try it for 10 times over and over again until you can understand what it means in there without anyone trying to explain it to you. John chapter 3, 1 to 19. Understand it by yourself. And I pray that the Holy Bible of God shall guide you as you read that part of the Holy Book in the name of Jesus Christ. Becoming a born-again disciple of Jesus Christ is the only way you can be saved. The kingdom of God to humans means a place directly under God's government, which is the coming new earth, or simply called the paradise. Let me just pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not miss heaven. That's the most important thing. You will not suffer in hell before the day of judgment. And even after suffering before the day of judgment, after the judgment day, when you don't qualify to enter the paradise, such person will be thrown into eternal lake of fire. And that person's regret will begin from hell or from the seas. They wish they were not born. I pray this shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you are having difficulty in understanding the true meaning of salvation, or you need someone to introduce you to Jesus Christ, I can link you up. Even over a phone call, I can link you up. Just try to contact me. I have a website. You can talk to me directly on my website, DixonAdelusi.com. Yes, you can talk to me. You can do that over the internet, over a phone call. I'll link you up. I'll introduce you to Jesus Christ. I'll pray for you, and I'll lead you with the fundamental knowledge to have your name written in the book of life. And it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Share the message. Try to share the message with your friends and families, people you like, even people you feel that you don't really like so much. Share the message with them. Save someone. Save a soul. And God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are listening to Evangelist Dixon Adelusi, and you can reach out to him via his website address at www.dixonadelusi.com. And I'll give you the spelling: www.dixonadelusi.com. Dixon Adelusi.com. God bless you.